Hello and welcome to a Birdcamp Wonderland. This is going to be called Who Are ABW? We thought we'd do a quick thing, 5 minutes per person for all 16 of us, with a little bit of an insight into our favourite aspects of Arsenal and our thoughts on the upcoming season.
I'd become an Arsenal fan. It wasn't really a choice. I had seven uncles and my parents were both Arsenal fans. They lived only maybe 400 metres away from Arsenal when I was born. They took me over there from 1971. Then we had season tickets from 1985. And I was always only ever really going to be an Arsenal fan. I wasn't really given the option. And especially when I was, you know, old enough to really get interested in it. In 1971, we won the double. Like, you know, so it was a natural thing to do to support Arsenal for me, to be perfectly honest with you, Dan. And thank God. And I bless my parents for you know, not really giving me a choice.
And were you there when we beat Everton 4-0 at the end of the 97-98 season?
Of course I was. What, you mean the Tony Adams goal, you
yeah.
mean? Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Oddly
yeah,
of course. Enough, of the 16 from ABW, I think about nine of us were there.
Yeah, I was definitely amazing. There. We had season tickets. It was brilliant, wasn't it?
So what was your favourite player?
Well, I've seen many, many fantastic players over the years, but my favourite, only by a Rizla paper, would be Dennis Bergkamp, because Bergkamp was the absolute ultimate footballer for me. Well, you know, you've seen him. Everyone's seen him. I haven't really got to explain too much about him, but he was just the absolute for me. He only shades Thierry Henry, and that's because maybe because he was, I think, a one-club man, so to speak. He didn't go on to play for anybody else afterwards.
Okay, what's your favourite Arsenal season?
Oh, it's got to be the invincible season for the obvious reasons. I don't think we'll ever see the like of that ever again. I'm concerned that we won't ever see the like of those quality players ever again. I hope I'm wrong, but, you know, we'll have to just wait and see, won't we?
Favourite Arsenal manager? It might be a silly question.
Yeah, Arsene Wenger. I think everyone knows how keen I was on Arsene Wenger, but not only the way he portrayed himself when he arrived at the club. Nobody knew who he was, and you know everybody was a little bit sceptical, including me. But you know what he has done for the club, like I say, not only for the fantastic moments and trophies, and I mean you've got to remember all the semi-finals that we got into and all the fantastic matches that we had with teams that we wasn't used to before. The brand of football that he brought to the club was, now I love George Graham, but at the same time when Arsene came, it was a breath of fresh air the way we played football. And what he's done for the club is he has escalated us to, you know, we are a world level team rather than just a really, really good British team at the time.
Favourite Arsenal stadium? It's really only a choice of two, I suppose.
Yeah, Highbury. It will always be Highbury.
Favourite Arsenal goal?
Oh, that's going to be a tricky one. A fantastic moment. The 1971 Cup final goal with Charlie George. That, because I will never, it's just, that's the one that flicked through to my brain, you know, the quickest, I think. I mean, it was just a magical moment. I wasn't there. The old man was there, but I was watching it like you do back in the days. You used to watch the Cup finals from 8 o'clock in the morning, the build up and then everything else and extra time. It was absolutely colossal.
What's your expectations for the upcoming season?
No, I haven't really got much expectations. I think Unai Emery, he's come in, he's obviously got to do a job on getting the footballers to play how he wants to play. That might be a bit of a change from the way Wenger had them playing. I'll tell you what I think we'll do. I think we'll get top six, right? I do think we'll have a run in both of the cups, i.e. the League Cup and the FA Cup. And I also do think we'll go to the final of the Europa League.
And finally, are you happy with the transfer window?
Yeah, I'm quite happy. I don't think we've got any problems going forward. I just think he's got to lock it down at the back, and I think that was always the problem. I do think Arsene concentrated and had the belief in the players, sometimes mistakenly, that he was always going to score more than the opposition, and that unfortunately cost us in the end, and that's the reason why he had to leave the club.
Hi, I'm Steve, aka Lord Hill Wood from Warsaw. I first started supporting Arsenal in 1964. My aunt's boyfriend was a Spurs employee. He tried to take me to White Hart Lane. My granddad found out about it, bought me a season ticket and took me to Highbury in 1964. My first game was Arsenal versus Burnley.
That's short and sweet. Okay, who was your favourite ever Arsenal player?
Favourite Arsenal player would be Charlie George, local lad, lived in council flats down the Holloway Road. very much a bit of a local oik and a yob like most of us, but very strong, skillful player with a lot of vision, great header of the ball and a rocket of a shot. And he was a bit of a prima donna. He did lose it at times, but he left us to go to Derby, which was a bit unforgivable, but he came back to the fold and redeemed himself.
Okay. Favourite season?
We'll have to be 88-89. I grew up in North London, and then I moved across to South West London, and we lived in South Kent. And everywhere you look was plastic Scousers. My parents then sold the family home up and moved down to the South Coast. And I was living at my grandma's in Islington. I remember going to see my mum and walking in a fish and chip shop in Bognor Regis near where my mum lived. And all the bods behind the jump were Liverpool fans. I couldn't believe it. I hated Liverpool. I think everybody my age did. And to kick them off their perch and end their dominance of English football in 89 was, in the last second, in the way it was done, was just brilliant.
And who was your favourite Arsenal manager?
George Graham, of course. And I have to state sort of like an interest here, because George actually used to be a mate of mine. He used to drink in the same club as him in Queensgate in London. Terry Venables' place was just around the corner, quite frequently drank in there. But a very affable guy, a bloke who is Arsenal through and through. He's got one of the biggest collection of Arsenal memorabilia outgoing, I think, second only to the Arsenal Museum. And a guy who nearly went invincible in 1991. Had Winterburn kicked it out for a corner, we would have gone invincible. But put the club back on the map, won cups, won leagues, won European trophy, made the team strong, disciplined, detested by everybody else. It was great.
And your favourite stadium?
Oh, well, it'd have to be Highbury. I started off as a kid in North Bank. When I was allowed to go on my own about 15, I used to sneak off with my mates and go and buy cigarettes and catch money off my dad. He'd be pissed up in the what is now the old triangle, but it was called the Plimsoll then. And him and my granddad used to go in there and then just go and get fish and chips, and then we'd go and stand in the North Bank. When I got older, I went to the other end, the Clock End. When I got a proper career and had to be respectable, I went in the East Upper, where I could keep out of trouble. Although I didn't keep out of trouble up there, I was given an admonishment by Mr. Dean for foul language on one occasion via the commissioner.
Your favourite Arsenal goal?
We'd have to be Bobby Pires, the chip against Schmeichel against Aston Villa in March 2002. Sublime piece of skill, because he just saw him coming and he didn't even take one touch. He just took it straight away, and even the commentators were applauding. Fantastic goal.
And finally, your hopes on this upcoming season?
I'm excited about this season, but I'm very willing to give Unai Emery and his team a year's grace, because I think they've got so much crap to sort out, and the defence to not to rebuild but to redesign, and they've got such a lot to do. And I'm very wary of putting any expectation on them. Whatever they do, I'm sure they'll, I'd like to see them finish in the top four. If they don't, it's not a disaster. They're rebuilding a side that's, had a lot of neglect, and lots of things are changing. So I think we're going to see the end of weak Arsenal. We're going to see the end of unfit Arsenal. And I think we're going to see Arsenal going from a team that people actually want to play to becoming a team that they don't want to play. And I think the adding in of Torreira, Lichtsteiner will spur, and Socrates will spur on Xhaka to become nasty as well. So, the bad boys of British football are coming back. Love it.
My name is Raj Patel, also known as the Rev, because I'm actually an ordained minister from the Southern California Church of God knows what. I've started watching or seeing or supporting Arsenal in 1978, my first game was a 0-0 with Norwich, and it was at home. And the reason I went to the Arsenal was because my uncle, who was a huge Tottenham fan, said he wanted me to come to White Hart Lane to become a fan there. And I said, well, can you take me to Arsenal first? And then I'll promise I'll go to Spurs next. So I went to Arsenal, loved it, and never looked back. And it broke my uncle's heart. But there you go, he's a great fella. Still around now, so good, we're still good mates, but obviously on opposite sides.
Who's your favourite Arsenal player?
David Rowcastle. Do you want to know why?
Go on then, tell the people.
He lived the dreams of myself and all my friends. We lived through him. So he wasn't his ever player that played Arsenal, but he was my favourite ever player, because he lived everything that we wanted to, and it was just a special player to us, to a lot of us anyway.
What was your favourite season?
Invincibles, quite easily. Plenty of season out there. 97, 98 was decent, but Invincibles, you just can't ignore an unbeaten season.
Your favourite Arsenal manager?
Controversial. It is, actually. I thought about this, and I thought, yeah, I'm going to go for Wenger. People thought that, you know, just because I wanted him out for 8-9 years was because I hated him. I didn't hate him. I just thought the time had gone, and finally he has left, and we've moved on. But Wenger, for bringing some of the most amazing days of my life at Arsenal. Graham, very close second.
And what's your favourite Arsenal stadium?
Will always be Highbury. I mean, Emirates is, you know, quite nice. It's nice to go there and everything, but it still hasn't kind of soaked in that kind of tradition and atmosphere that Highbury did have. Although, you know, you can argue that Highbury was a bit of a library now and again, but I still miss it. I don't want to go back, but that's my preference.
So your favourite Arsenal goal?
I've finally gone for Parla, 2002 Cup Final. There's been some amazing goals, obviously, over many years. I mean, even recently with the Scorpion kick by Giroud and that Ozil goal again in Champions League against some shit team. But and also Jack Wilshere's against Norwich, I think it was. The team build up to that was amazing. But Parla, that had me up and dancing.
And finally, your hopes on this upcoming season?
No expectations whatsoever. It's going to be relaxed. I've not really looked at transfers at all this summer. Obviously, I've seen them coming in. A couple of decent ones there, but I'm not going to make any judgments until I've seen at least a good dozen games. And certainly with the manager, give him as plenty of time as possible. We've been harping on about change of management for bloody years, and it's now happened. And I'll be very upset if people start getting on his back just because we've lost a few games, or if we do lose a few games. And we've got quite a tough start to the season. So everyone take a step back, relax, and just enjoy the ride for the 2018-19 season.
Are you excited by the signings?
Not particularly, because I don't really know them, really. I mean, I've watched that fuzzy-haired kid, looks like a Brazilian player.
Guendouzi.
Yeah, he looks quite decent. But, you know, I'm not an expert. You know, if you want an opinion on all these players, ask Chris. I'll just sit back and watch it, and then I'll make my own opinion up, or make my own mind up anyway, from next Sunday onwards.
So you're going to make a prediction on where we're going to finish the season-ish?
Definitely top six, maybe top four. We won't win it. No, we won't win it. Of course we won't win it. I'm going to see. Hold on. Oh. Right, you have to cut that out. Oh, God. I thought you had more questions for me anyway.
What sort of questions do you want?
Yeah, like non-Arsenal player and
Matt. Oh, Beth, not those. So just for the website itself, what is your favourite non-Arsenal player so I can fill it in?
Socrates, 1982.
Favourite non-Arsenal manager?
Bobby Robson.
Ah, so Bobby, yeah.
Proper gents.
And your favourite non-Arsenal stadium?
Plough Lane. The old Plough Lane. I went there with my Wimbledon mates to watch them. When Arsenal weren't playing local or in town, I'd go and watch go to Plough Lane. Brilliant stuff.
Hello, I'm Andrew, and I'm that strange guy on Twitter who occasionally tweets nonsense about Arsenal, wine and travelling. I am PR_ who are you? I'm an Arsenal fan. My love for Arsenal dates back to the early 90s when my Uncle John, who's now no longer my Uncle John, he forgot my birthday. And so in a scramble, gave me his Arsenal scarf. I think this was about 1993, 1994. And I would have been quite young at the time, probably around about 5 or 6. And yeah, so he forgot my birthday. He gives me this Arsenal scarf, and then that was it. That was my team, and his daughters, who are subsequently my cousins, as is the way of such things. They were also Arsenal fans and kind of encouraged my merriment and my support. And then my father, who's actually Scottish, he's from Dundee. He's a strong Dundonian, and he actually supported Arsenal as a boy. They were his English team, so he was more than happy to see me getting behind the Gunners. And from there, my very first Arsenal game, actually, my uncle took me with my dad on my 7th birthday. And so that was September 16th, 1995. And Arsenal, true to their name, true to the story at the time, they won 1-0. It was a game against West Ham in which Ian Wright scored a penalty at the death. I think the first Arsenal game I remember watching was actually from the season before. It was against the great AC Milan when we played them in what was then the double-headed Super Cup final, and we actually drew 0-0 at Highbury, but lost 2-0 in the away fixture at the San Siro. And I just remember then kind of the early concept of what football and football was. And you know, it was my earliest memory of being excited about a football game, although unfortunately, I tasted quite a lot of defeat that season. I don't remember my parents having anything but terrestrial TV, but I remember we watched the AC Milan game that season. We also went on to unfortunately or unsuccessfully lose in the Cup Winners' Cup final. And I think that game, I also remember Ray Parlour and Keown having some kind of, you know, clash of heads and a coming together. And I remember being gutted at the time for Keown because he had to get subbed off. And I'm fairly sure Ray Parlour ran down the touchline with him. And then there was this real bromance between the two of them and real empathy. And I think actually I got my mum and my mum let me, I handwritten a card because I was a very polite young gentleman at the time at the tender age of six. I handwrote a card to Martin, a get well soon card, which I had delivered to the club's office. Maybe my parents didn't send it in the end, but they told me they did. And from there, my love of Arsenal blossomed, and I've never looked back.
And who was your favourite Arsenal player?
So my favourite player of all time has got to be Thierry Henry. I mean, there's always a lot of debate about who's the best and who is technically the best. But, you know, for me, it's about who excited me the most and who made me, you know, who did I want to imitate in the playground. And, you know, just the panache and the arrogance that Thierry had, but the way he backed it up with the skill and the goals and, you know, the socks up by his knees and the collar up, you know, for a guy going through his teenage years, he gave me more to brag about in the playground than any other player. And he was just phenomenal. I've never seen, and I don't think we'll ever see, anyone as dangerous with a ball at their feet or 10 yards in front of them than we ever will in Thierry.
And what was your favourite season?
My favourite season was the Invincibles 2003-2004, and I don't think I need to say any more on that.
And who's your favourite Arsenal manager?
Arsene Wenger. I'm 29 years old. As I say, my first ever recollection of a game was George Graham's Arsenal losing to AC Milan, and I think that was subsequently his last ever game as Arsenal manager. So I have to choose between Arsene Wenger, George Graham for two games, Stuart Houston and Bruce Rioch. So I think I'll go with the man who brought as much success.
Okay, and your favourite stadium?
I spent a lot of time at the Emirates, and you know, I've had my season ticket there now for quite some time. Highbury was something special, especially, you know, on away nights. So I'll go with Highbury.
Okay, and your favourite Arsenal goal?
Aaron Ramsey versus Hull in the FA Cup final, and he finally lifts our hoodoo. Our trophy hoodoo and our drought. For me, that's got to be, and that was one of the best nights I've ever had in my life, out until about 5 in the morning celebrating that game.
And your thoughts and expectations for the upcoming season?
The caveat to this is we are recording 2 days before the end of the transfer window, and I'm hopeful we'll see more business. I think we've done fairly well in the transfer market. There's still, I don't want to cling to it, but there's still a few elements of the Wenger hangover we're having to shake off, and we're seeing it now. We're struggling to sell players who are clearly on wages above market value, who we panic bought. Clearly, the summer of 2015, it was a huge mess, and we're paying for that, and we kind of lost that financial advantage we had, and then we bought players in 2016 who weren't necessarily the best. So there's still, you know, areas of the team like defence. I'm not 100% convinced by Socrates, for example. Although I think in Torreira, we've kind of finally brought in that holding midfielder we've been calling out for a long time. And I hope Unai Emery, he's going to bring a new intensity to some of those players. You know, we've definitely seen some of those players could, you know, they were maybe giving 60 or 70% of their total ability in at parts in the last few seasons. So I expect to see maybe that kind of that new manager confidence and that desire to play for the new manager come in. I mean, if we can get fourth place, I think that would be a very good season for us.
Hello, my name is Chris. You might know me as the Dirty Pirate. I have been an Arsenal fan technically since I was a wee nipper, but I like to say since 1988 because I can't really remember much before I was five. Why did I become an Arsenal fan? I got my first kit when I was age five, funnily enough. It was a present from my passed-on granddad now, God rest his soul. I grew up in a place called Elphinstone Street. I don't remember a lot about it, so I can't class myself as a Londoner, I'm afraid. But yes, I was brought up by Mother Dearest in Elphinstone Street, which is in North London, for those of you who don't know. And it was a choice between Arsenal, Barnet and Yeah, that lot. So I think I made a good choice, and I've been an Arsenal fan ever since.
That's lovely. Right, who was your favourite Arsenal player?
All-time favourite Arsenal player, and still to this day, is Freddie Ljungberg.
Ah, short and sweet. What was your favourite Arsenal season?
97-98, which, Danny, I think I share with you.
And quite a few others.
Yeah, the season of the first double under Arsene Wenger, it was the season of many amazing moments, including that goal that, Danny, I think both you and I saw in person, the Tony Adams goal, would you believe it? And the 4-0 win at home to Everton to clinch the title. It was just during my sort of era as sort of really having the full passion and being completely involved in football, and I was young, free, and all that jazz. So yeah, 97-98, some wonderful moments, amazing kits that didn't fit players at all well, and some amazing moments. So yeah, that's the season for me.
Your favourite manager and stadium?
Oh, well, favourite manager won't surprise many of our regular listeners, I would have to say, Arsene Wenger. Obviously, good luck to the new man, but Arsene, for me, not to take away the achievements that George Graham had, of course, but slightly before the era that I remember. So Arsene gave me the best memories for me. Stadium would have to be Highbury, for obvious reasons. I do like the Emirates, don't get me wrong, but Highbury will always stay close to my heart, having sort of essentially grown up across the road from it. And just a wonderful old-fashioned stadium that, aside from the likes of Fratton Park and Craven Cottage, they're sadly dying out now, which I know upsets you as well, Danny. So has to be Highbury for me. Can I also give an honourable mention for a favourite stadium?
You're struggling to get this in 5 minutes. Go on.
I'll be quick. My first ever Arsenal game, West Ham away, 1996. 1-0 win. John Hartson got the winner. David Seaman saved the Julian Dix penalty, and I was 13 at the time. So an honourable mention to Upton Park, as I'll always refer to it as.
Favourite Arsenal goal?
Dennis Bergkamp, Newcastle away. Flick Ram Dabizas. Did he mean it? Yes, of course he meant it. Honourable mention, Dennis Bergkamp, Argentina v Holland in the World Cup. Honourable mention, Dennis Bergkamp, Leicester away.
And now you have about a minute and a half to give your hopes for the upcoming season.
We're going to finish in the top four. I'm confident of that. I have my reservations about some things about Unai Emery from my time following sort of French football and PSG last season, but I'm enthused. I love the togetherness in the squad. The team seem to be gelling. We're recording this ahead of the transfer window, so when we sell all of our players, I'll take all this back. I hope Aaron Ramsey stays, because I think that's going to be key. But I'm very excited about the new season, really excited to see the new ideas. It's great to see Arsenal fans coming together as one again. I'm sure that'll last till probably end of August. And I'm really looking forward to seeing Jason Davies' face when Sokratis gets Player of the Year.
What's up, guys? This is OG coming at you from Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. Been on a Bergkamp Wonderland now for the last 3-4 seasons, and I also write for smarteta.com.
Well, my old man was a Liverpool fan, and so growing up, he had a few games on VCR, just sort of obscure games, but because, of course, we never really got highlights or much over here. And I remember one of the games that he had on record was an old copy of the 79 FA Cup final. And I was into soccer. I remember it was sort of a combination of that and those games. And a guy at our local club who used to bring in match and shoot magazines that he had sent over from the UK. So between those two things, I can remember my dad saying, you know, once you pick a team, that's it for life. And he had said, you know, you don't change your allegiances. And so he said, you know, I'm fine. You pick whatever team you want. And I like the Arsenal because they had a cannon in their crest. So of all the odd things, I remember picking Arsenal because of that and sticking with it. And I can remember going down to the sporting goods store to get my first jersey, and they didn't have any Arsenal kits. And I was young. I was really young, I mean, maybe like, I don't know, 7, 8 years old. And I got a red one. So my first jersey that I ever had was actually a Nottingham Forest jersey, because that's all they had, and it only cost $5. I had them on this big rack, and it was I only got it because it was red. So that was sort of the early days of me becoming an Arsenal fan. And then, I mean, it took some time before we actually started to get longer highlight packages and full games. I mean, that wasn't until the 90s. But I'd been an Arsenal fan probably since sort of the early mid-80s onwards.
Who's your favourite Arsenal player?
For me, it's Thierry Henry. I absolutely loved watching him play. I remember being absolutely in love with his style and the way he scored goals and just the manner in which he conducted himself on the pitch. So much confidence, so much joy. And for me, it's just the way you want to play football is to have a smile on your face and a spring in your step. So for me, it's Thierry Henry, without a doubt. Love the guy.
And what's your favorite Arsenal season?
For me, the Invincibles. That's, you know, there's been a lot of seasons that have come close. And, you know, obviously I didn't really, being an Arsenal fan in the 80s, I mean, you didn't watch the 89 season the way you would have consumed it in England. So while that season was phenomenal and amazing, it just doesn't resonate in the same way as some of the later seasons for me, because I was able to watch every game and consume it through the media. So for me, it's the Invincibles. I know in reading and working with Jockman on his book, the 1990-91 season, I do recall some things from that season. I mean, that's got to be a standout season as well. But for me, it's the Invincibles.
Your favorite manager and favorite stadium?
Yeah, it's Arsene Wenger. Phenomenal. And for me, it's the Emirates as a stadium, although I have visited Highbury. I never actually got to see a game there. So for me, it's the Emirates.
And what was your favorite Arsenal goal?
There's been so many good ones. Tony Adams against Everton was pretty magical. Arsenal against Barcelona. But for me, again, Thierry Henry, my favorite player. There's something very, very special about the goal he scored against Leeds on his comeback. And I can't really explain it, because in the grand scheme of things, it really didn't mean a whole lot. But the narrative around that game, the fact that he'd had a statue dedication just a couple weeks before that, and then to step on the field and do what he did, and just the raw emotion of it, it's Thierry versus Leeds. Absolutely. To this day, when I watch that goal and with the commentary, I well up a little bit.
And you've got a minute and a half to tell us about your hopes for the upcoming season.
Yeah, I tell you what, I'm excited. It's a little bit exhilarating because, you know, we've gone through an off season that's been anything but predictable. And I think you'd be hard-pressed to find an Arsenal fan that doesn't think that it was a little bit stale going through the motions. You know, we joked about the transfer windows under Wenger. We've brought in some players. I think time will tell which of them will be quality and which of them won't. We've adapted our game. Emery, I'm thrilled to see, is using a pressing game. I've sort of long maintained that the Premier League changed probably two, three seasons ago when Leicester won it. Teams starting to move to a more of a pressing style, and I'm excited that we're adopting that, because I think it's going to be very important going forward to maintain our competitiveness. I think there's an Arsenal team there, though, from last season that was very good, just really inconsistent, especially away from home. And so when I look at this season, if Emery can get more out of that team, and I absolutely believe that he can, I think we can be top four and push on. So I'm really excited. I don't know what's going to happen. And I think that's probably where that excitement comes from. And I think if you ask most Arsenal fans, they're excited for what's to come. And they absolutely can't wait for that kickoff against Man City. But, you know, it's exciting. It's exhilarating. It's refreshing. And we really should make a go of it. So I'm very excited.
So my name's Dom from Australia, currently living in Canada. So I'm Oznadian at the moment. And I started supporting Arsenal back in the early 2000s. I grew up in a really small country town in Australia where having access to watch the Premier League was quite difficult back then. And it just turned out that a few of my neighbours and close friends were Liverpool supporters because of Harry Kewell and a bit of the Australian connection. But I didn't want to, I thought it was a bit boring to jump on that bandwagon. So a couple of the games that I did get to watch, there was this guy running around in the number 14 shirt, just making everyone look like a bunch of school children, which is quite funny seeing him take the piss every week. So that's mainly how I got into supporting Arsenal, actually, was through Thierry Henry and just the fact that he was just so entertaining to watch. And football's not the biggest sport in Australia, not by any means. So just that sheer entertainment value of the way that the guys were playing and watching him individually every week was, what drew me in.
So would it be a silly question to ask you who's your favourite player?
Obviously, Thierry Henry's got a special spot there for me. But I think another guy that I really, really enjoyed once I started to understand a little bit more about the game and not just sort of, you know, be wanting to watch one guy, I think Robert Pires, just his overall game and just how skillful he was. And yeah, he was also another one of my favourites for sure.
And what was your favourite season?
For me, it has to be the Invincibles.
Why?
Well, they didn't lose a game. Done something that's sort of never really been done before, and hopefully we never see happen again. But also, I think that, you know, for a lot of people, it was the way that they were playing. You know, there wasn't defensive shut up shop 1-0 football going on. It was this new, fast, counter-attacking, exciting football. And I think, you know, a commentator at one point referred to Arsenal as a world-class relay team, where you can be, you know, defending a corner 1 minute and then scoring a goal up the other end the next. And just the, yeah, just the pure excitement of the football that was being played at that time.
So, again, is it a silly question? Who's your favourite manager?
Well, I've only ever really known one, so it's got to be Arsene. And, you know, he definitely had some mixed reviews over the last few seasons, and I am somebody that thought that perhaps he could have exited out a season or two earlier. But, yeah, I think what he's done for the club and the success that he's had, and he really has put Arsenal on the map globally. I'm a perfect example of that as someone that really only supported Arsenal purely because of the way they were playing and the players that they had. And a lot of that was definitely down to that man.
How about your favourite stadium?
Again, I've actually, you know, as an overseas fan, I was quite lucky last year where I came over to visit and I got to go to the Emirates. So I have to say the Emirates purely because I never went to Highbury. I know that you, Danny, you spent a few years at Highbury, and by all reports, the atmosphere and the feel of that ground was probably a little bit special and something that a lot of us younger fans that have never been probably won't ever understand now that the stadium moves happen. But I still really enjoyed my time there, and yeah, it's a pretty special experience to go and watch the team live, that's for sure.
How about your favourite Arsenal goal?
I think probably I'll give you two. I really did enjoy the team goal against Norwich with Jack Wilshere. I think just in terms of typical what they call Wenger ball, you know, we could try that a million times and it would never work, but that was pretty special to see that. And the other one, it has to be Thierry Henry against Tottenham, where he ran the whole length of the pitch and just took the piss. Because I just love that. I love when an athlete is just so much better than everybody else and makes everyone look stupid.
So finally, what is your expectations of the upcoming season?
I think it might be a little bit more difficult than a lot of people are thinking. You know, I think that the transition between managers, there's very distinct style changes in the way that they want to address their football. And I'm definitely all for the way that we're going, which seems to be a more pragmatic approach where players are definitely instructed and coached and drilled and there's a system in place. And it might mean that we don't see the goals like Jack Wilshere scoring, but I think it's needed in the modern game. I think that's the way that teams are finding success is more through a team ethos and a structure and an approach. And I would be very, very surprised if we see that implemented as soon as the first game or two. I think it might take a full season. We saw Pep come in and take a full season to get what he wanted at Man City, but when he got it right and he got the players there that could do what he wanted, we saw what happened. And so I don't see it being any different for Emery. I think we need to give him that bit of grace period for at least a season to see what he can do. But I feel with some of the other teams around having a couple of issues, I think top four's definitely a possibility. I don't really like the shape that Chelsea are in at the moment. And even Man United, I think, might not do as well this year. And then there's those guys up the road that are having some stadium problems and whatnot. So, yeah, I think it might be Man City, Liverpool, and then it could be up for grabs. So if we could finish top four, I think that would be a really good achievement for his first season.
Hi, I'm Jason from Armenford in Wales. I started supporting the Arsenal, well, I got the bug for the Arsenal. I must have been about 6 or 7 on the FA Cup final day. It was Arsenal Ipswich and I'd watch it all day at home in Armenford. You had the build up the game and you saw the clips because I didn't support a team back then. I was too young, but you saw the clips of these teams and I really liked the red and white kit. And of course, that day they played in yellow, which really confused 6-year-old me. Would probably still confuse me now, but we lost that day, obviously. And I was heartbroken because I'd picked that team that day. And that was the start of it. All of a sudden, you know, as you grow a little older, you know, you see football on telly. Where are the Arsenal? Why aren't they playing? What was the score? And it just grew from there. And then to being a sporty teenager, just seeing the tripe that was on offer in the 80s was... Oh, it was painful at times. On to Georgie Graham and happier times. And the pain seemed worth it. Obviously, it's a roller coaster, but I wouldn't have it any other way. You know, I grew up in a rugby club, so the only football I ever got to watch was on TV. Thank God it was the Arsenal.
And who was your favourite Arsenal player?
Well, come on. There's no point. You know, this doesn't take a genius to work this one out. It's, you know, if you listen to the podcast, I love Aaron Ramsey. I love the ambition he plays with. I love some of the goals he scored. I love his attitude. I love his work rate. His attitude on the pitch is just fantastic. Don't get why people give him stick. I think they probably just don't watch the game enough, or, you know, or they've got an agenda. But I just hope he signs a new contract and stays with us.
Do you think he will?
With my heart, I think yes. With my head, if I was him, I'd probably go.
Sad times. Right, what's your favourite season?
It's got to be the 97-98 season. I mean, look, I loved the Invincibles. I loved 89 for the excitement, the Invincibles. Because Wenger said the season before he was going to go season unbeaten. He didn't, obviously. The British press laughed at him. You know, the British football public laughed at him. And the next season, he goes unbeaten. But 97-98 was a sea change in Arsenal Football Club. And the football we played and the way we came back from such a big deficit in the league was just magnificent. Look, everybody knows about the game against Everton. You know, when Adams scores that goal, you know, that Adams goal summed it all up. The through ball from Bold, the finish, and then the crowd chanting ER, taking the piss out of everybody else. It was Wonderland. It was so exciting and so emotional to watch us lift that trophy. It's what sport's about, not just football, it's what sport's about.
And who was your favourite Arsenal manager?
God knows I love Georgie Graham. I was sickened by the way he left. You know, he's a silly boy. But there's only one Arsene Wenger. Like I said, you know, he changed the way we played football. He changed the way we looked at the game. I don't care about English football. I don't care at all. Our club, it was just such a happy place. You know, watching the likes of Petit, Vieira, you know, Adams' career just go from strength to strength. You know, Keogh and all these guys, we played magnificent stuff under him. And, you know, the British press always had a pop against him, always had an agenda against him. Some of the stuff that's been written about him is disgusting. The chants at Old Trafford are disgusting, and he came through it. But, you know, the crowning moment, an invincible season, two doubles, an invincible season, it's magic. Yes, he let himself down in the latter part of his career, but there's still three FA Cups there. And I will always love Arsene Wenger.
And what's your favourite Arsenal stadium?
Look, I loved Highbury. The first time I stood in the North Bank was just amazing. You know, I'm a guy from a small town in Wales. I was still living back home then in Armenford. And, you know, it wasn't exactly multicultural. And you're on the North Bank and you're just talking to anybody and everybody. And I found it the most welcoming place in the world. You know, the usual line of, you're not from round here, are you? No, I'm not. You know, not with this accent, mate. But I loved Highbury, but it's wherever we play. And that's the Emirates now. So we've been through a lot of pain to get there. I'm going to enjoy the Emirates. Yes, a lot of people can moan and groan about it. But you know what? That's where we are. And that's where we're going to move forward from.
Okay. Your favourite Arsenal goal?
There's so many to choose from. You know, I love the Rambo goals, obviously, because I'm a massive fanboy. The one against Galatasaray was phenomenal. The one against CSKA was just magic. There's a finish against Tottenham, which was sublime, okay? But for pure excitement, for pure joy, for pure emotion, and for grit and determination, it's Mickey Thomas against Liverpool and Anfield in 89. You know, he'd missed a sitter not long before, or not maybe a sitter, a golden chance. And he comes back and he's got the determination and the cool head to do that night. And it was almost as if kind of, was it 10 or 11 years of utter pain at us being awful other than one League Cup was just wiped away. And you'll never forget where you were that night, although plenty of people think they were at Anfield. I wasn't. I was home in Armenford. I was watching the pub and it was just a magical moment.
And finally, your thoughts for the upcoming season. You've got about a minute to do this.
New manager, new start. I'm excited by it. I hope he gets the tactical side right. I hope he gets the defensive side of the game right for us. if Emery can get his tactical side right, we're on a win there, and I'm hopeful of a trophy on top four.
Becoming an Arsenal fan was really handed down from father to son. I was born in the Whittington Hospital. We lived in Canonbury when I was born and moved out to the Thames Valley when I was probably about 18 months later. And mum's idea of getting a break from the new baby boy was to hand me over into dad's care on Saturdays. And on Saturday, dad went up the Arsenal, so I went up there with him. The unfortunate thing about that is I don't have my first ever memory of my first ever game because I was too young to take it all in. But the first one I do remember was 1963. And I think it stands out because it was an evening match and only our second European home tie in the Intercities Fairs Cup against a team called Royal Liège from Belgium. Bob Wilson played in goal, which was really early. He had a string of games in that 63-64 season. Every day, every year now, I thank my dad for making me a Gooner because it's been a real fun ride. Not always a great one, but a fun and interesting one.
So who's your favourite Arsenal player of all time?
I have to say Dennis Bergkamp. There have been a few favourites down the years, starting with Joe Baker, who was a little 5'9" centre forward who floored 6'5" Ron Yates in an FA Cup tie when we played Liverpool at Highbury in, I think it was 63 also. So I've got a memory of that one. But yeah, Dennis, above all of them, was the most complete player I think I've seen. He could create, he could score, good in the air, good on the ground. He absolutely knew how to stick the foot in when he wanted to, someone to tackle as well. So there was a nice little bit of edge to him. He had everything. Certainly the best player I've seen in the flesh, unless you count Pelé on his fleeting visit when we played Aston Villa in 1981. But I never actually saw him play in the flesh.
So what was your favourite season?
I've got to say it would be a little bit of a toss-up, but I think I'd have to plump for 1970-71 because you got to think the year before we'd finally broken our 17-year trophy drought, of which I'd been alive for 13. Now, here I was at 14, and in the space of 5 days, I got into White Hart Lane with Dad to see us win the championship at the Lane for the first time. And ever so delighted when we repeated the achievement in 2004. But 5 days after that, I was at Wembley when we went behind to Liverpool in extra time in the cup final and came back to beat them. Goals from Eddie Kelly and Charlie George. And that Charlie George goal, I'll never forget. And it was, you know, 14 years old, watching a team win the double, only the second team in the century to win the double. I can't describe the feeling. I still get goosebumps about it now.
So you've seen quite a few managers. Who's your favourite ever Arsenal manager?
There have been some good ones. Bertie Mee was a great choice for his time. Although he was only a physiotherapist, they lined him up with a couple of great coaches in Dave Sexton first and then Don Howe. And they made a good team. Bertie the disciplinarian, Don the football brain. George Graham, of course, was absolutely outstanding in that he brought with him knowledge of the best players of the lower leagues. He plundered the lower leagues to flesh out the squad when he was letting go of the big names who he thought were letting the club down at the time. And he had 4 or 5 wonderful years. But sadly, that I think was tainted by his going. So I would have to say Arsene Wenger, if only for his first 10 years, because I've never seen football like it in my life, even from an international club. I loved Brazil in the 70s, but I thought there were times in Arsene's first 10 years when the football we played was second to none. And at the point at which we became invincible, I still don't believe we didn't win the Champions League in 2004 because we had 4 of the best players on the planet. You know, it was an absolute joy to watch them. And yeah, thank you to Arsene for that, if not for the last 10 years.
Your favourite Arsenal stadium?
It has to be Highbury for me because there are so many memories. Sat all stood all 4 sides of the ground had so many different experiences and emotions there. Had some lively old days as well, but we won't go into that. But no, there's just the whole atmosphere out about the place. And I remember the farewell when we played Wigan. I got up there really early in the morning and walked around the stadium and came down that walk down Avenel Road from Highbury Hill, when, which was the first site I used to get at the stadium when Dad would drive up and park in Highbury Fields, which of course you can't do anymore. And that site will remain with me. And that whole day actually will remain with me. I didn't have a drink beforehand deliberately so I could soak it all up. And yeah, at the end of it, it was, I got a little something in my eye. But that's not to say that is to the detriment of the current stadium. I think the Grove is possibly the best stadium I've ever sat in my life. But it's not going to feel like home, I think, until we've lifted a major trophy in there. We're talking league title, really. So it's a great stadium, but it doesn't have the atmosphere and it doesn't have the feels like my second home that Highbury did.
What's your favourite Arsenal goal?
December 1978. Tottenham Hotspur versus Arsenal at White Hart Lane. That goalie curls in from outside the edge of the box into the top right-hand corner. It's just, you follow the path of the ball from way outside the line of the goal until it nestles in the top corner. And we went absolutely berserk behind that goal. And I'll never experience anything quite like that, I don't think. But no, Liam, always going to remember that one.
What's your expectations for the upcoming season?
I'm quite buoyant again now. A couple of days ago, after all the business with Stan, I allowed that to get to me for 24 hours or 18, however many I was awake. But no, generally, I'm very impressed with the business we've done in the transfer market. I'm not 100% sure we've addressed all the issues we've got in defence yet, but I don't think you were going to do that in one short, close season. So I think that's going to be a work in progress. And if we can fulfil our promise in attack, areas, because we look like having a great midfield and defence and many, many options of how to utilise them. I think we could, if we can keep on the heels of Manchester City, that's who we got to focus on. Don't focus on Tottenham. Tottenham are potentially going to have a dropout of the top four season, of that I'm sure. They're not who we need to worry about. You've got to keep on the heels of Manchester City and an eye on, I suspect, on Liverpool as well. I've had a punt on us at 25-1 each way in the Premier League, which means we've got to finish top two. I'm reasonably confident of top three, actually. So that gives me a 2 in 3 chance of winning some money.
Hey, this is Jason in North Carolina in the United States, also known as at the Colonial Cannon. I am an Arsenal fan and started supporting Arsenal back in 2010 when they had a couple of players like a guy named Cesc Fabregas and a guy named RVP, who have eventually become snakes. But they got me supporting the Arsenal, and I've been supporting them ever since, no matter who's in or who's out. Just love the club, love the history, love what the club stands for, and will always support it. And Victoria Concordia Crescent.
Lovely. Favorite player?
My favorite player is Mesut Ozil. And yes, I'm a Mesut Ozil fanboy and will defend him for the rest of my life.
Favorite season?
My favorite season's got to be the 13-14 season, when we finally broke that trophy duck and got that FA Cup win that year. Great season. And it was the first trophy that Arsenal won since I'd been supporting.
Okay. Favorite manager?
Only been here for, I guess 1.5 now. So Wenger is still probably my favorite, because as much as I think Emery's going to do some decent things with us, only been here for one. So going to say Wenger.
And favorite stadium?
Favorite stadium is definitely, again, only been here for one, the Emirates. But you can't deny sort of the magic and lore that Highbury had. So that would still, even though I only get to watch us play at Highbury through YouTube clips now and highlights, I would still say Highbury.
And your favorite Arsenal goal?
Favorite Arsenal goal is going to be the Henry goal versus Leeds in the 2012 FA Cup. Again, because I'm a somewhat new supporter, it was sort of the first time I'd ever really been able to watch on replay for the club, and for him to score that goal that sort of sent us through the next round was pretty special.
Same as OG. Right, and finally, you've got 2.5 minutes to your hopes and dreams for the upcoming season.
I think my hopes and dreams are that Emery comes in and, you know, looks like he has instilled a good work ethic with the players now. So that's going to be good. See that translate into results throughout the season. Hopefully he can get the most out of the players and they can actually all hit their potential at the same time. And I think that was the biggest thing under Wenger, was we would have players that would do well, but the team as a whole rarely ever sort of hit their stride all at the same time. So hopefully Emery can come in and instill some consistency throughout the squad, and we can put together really good runs of form here with everybody playing at their peak, and he can get the most out of all the players, the Granit Xhakas, the Mesut Ozils, the Lacazettes, the Bellerins. I think we're all really excited to see exactly how some of those players who maybe have been a bit not necessarily stale, but not living up to their potential and maybe playing at 85 to 90%. Hopefully we see them play at 100% throughout the season. And I think, the biggest thing that we need to really focus on this year is the quote unquote fourth place trophy and getting back into Champions League. Cause I think what we're seeing throughout the league with Chelsea being unable to recruit players now, since they're not in it, it's getting even tougher. And I think this is the first season we're really starting to see that the finances of being outside of the Champions League are really starting to hit us, because we'd have an extra 30 to 40 million pounds to go out and bring extra players in that we don't necessarily have right now. So that's going to be our key. And then after that, then I think we definitely need to see if we can't go on and win some sort of silverware, whether it even be, the League Cup or the FA Cup. But getting fourth place has to be our number one priority this season. And I think hopefully we'll get it. And I think we have, if all of our players play to their full potential, we definitely have the talent. And that's, I think I'm sort of predicting us to finish around probably that third or fourth place spot in the league, which will put us back there for next year. And then we can continue to push on and recruit great players. And Raul and Sven can get a little extra money to play with to buy the right types of players that we need for Emery's system.
Well, it's basically in the family. I was born in London. I live out in Essex now, as most of the listeners know. But yeah, all the family's from North London, all Arsenal fans, was brought up around it. Cousin was a footballer as well, never made it to Arsenal, did play for some other teams in the Premier League and lower leagues and stuff. But yeah, it was just Arsenal everywhere. So you're just born into it. You don't have a choice.
Oh, that's short but sweet. Who's your favourite Arsenal player then?
Really easy. Weirdly, also, I think it's something to do with the number 15. But yeah, Ray just, I don't know. You see him on the pitch. He played in some amazing teams. Obviously, won titles and stuff. And just the way he played. And he was always full of running and effort. He'd always try things. Didn't always come off, But I just loved his attitude on the pitch. And since he's stopped playing as well. He's just great. But there's something about the number 15, because a lot of my other sort of favourite players that just finished below Ray in the sort of rankings, like Anders Limpar, Stefan Schwartz, who sadly only had for a season. Cesc had the number 15, I think, for 2 years as well. And now the new, from the young crop, Maitland Niles as well. So, yeah, good number to have.
Lovely. What's your favourite season?
97-98, without a doubt. Just unbelievable football. The Premier League at the time as well, it was, Man United were just a ridiculous team, and to be able to beat them and the way we did it, the way we play football, when we come from being such a, well known for our defensive style, and this new guy come in that no one really knew anything about, no one knew anything about Wenger, and he revitalised a load of players' careers. And also it was just, I was just at the right age as well, I guess. It was like 14 for that season, I think, if I do my maths. Yeah, it was 14, 15 for that season. So there was me, a lot of friends watching it, all the games together, my dad as well there. So, yeah, just great memories from it. And Tony Adams' goal on against Everton. Wow, that was amazing.
So who was your favourite manager and favourite ground?
Arsene Wenger. Just, he's basically been the only manager I knew. I knew George Graham and that a little bit before, but it was to the tail end of his career. And Highbury, easy.
Oh, that's good. Right, your favourite ever Arsenal goal?
This is really hard. I had to look through, I say like it was a punishment. I had to look through loads of Arsenal goals, which was great. But I think it's got to be Thierry Henry against Fabian Barthez. It's back to the goal, he flicks the ball up, and then the volley on it. It's like just absurd. Just ridiculous skill, and to have that confidence to do that on the pitch. He was just an amazing player to watch, and he scored some amazing goals. But that one, yeah, just totally blew me away. I'd never seen anything like that before.
Yeah, I remember that. So you've got 2 minutes to tell us about your hopes for the season coming up.
I'm optimistic. It's weird because we've been with Arsene Wenger for so long, and it's new manager now, so new style to an extent, I guess. How much are we going to adopt his style of pressing? Are we going to see different performances out of players that have already been at the club? You know, will they improve drastically or dramatically in any sort of fashion? Will some of the new guys that have come in, who I think, you know, we've got some exciting signings, like Torreira in particular, I'm really excited to see what he can do in the Premier League. So, yeah, I'm cautiously optimistic. I'm just, you know, it's not a throwaway season, but if we can top four and, you know, get a deep run in the Europa League, maybe win it, that would be amazing first season for Emery. But it's a big transition for the club and for the fans and everything. And I'm just itching for the season to start and get going.
Is that the most excited you've been for a season in, what, how many years?
I'd say from... It's bad, but probably nearly 10 years, maybe. I don't know. I think after sort of 2008, 2009-ish, I just went into the season kind of expecting the same thing to happen with Arsenal. And I was kind of proved right. So, yeah, it's totally new. It's like being a kid again.
Hello, I'm Simon Colling. I'm 26. I'm from Bedford. I became an Arsenal fan probably from the moment I was born. So... Everyone in my family are Arsenal fans. My dad's an Arsenal fan. Granddad's an Arsenal fan. My granddad, who started following the Arsenal properly, so during the war, he got moved over to near Highbury and basically started going every week and becoming a proper Arsenal fan. So when I was about 6 years old, back in 1998, my granddad's birthday, we went to Arsenal v Everton, my first ever game, the double winning game, 98. And I can remember... not seeing a single fucking goal for the entire game because basically everyone would stand up and I just didn't see anything. But I remember for the first time going there, getting off the tube, you know, walking around the stadium, the narrow corridors at Highbury, and just absolutely falling in love with it. And even though I didn't see a single goal, the atmosphere, being with friends, family, that was what it was more about than the football on the pitch. It was the day rather than anything else. That was why I first properly became an Arsenal fan and felt like an Arsenal fan. And then, you know, for the next 6, 7, 8 years, was pretty spoilt by watching amazing football, going to Highbury quite a lot. When it moved to the Emirates, didn't go as much as we did at Highbury, partly just because, you know, we loved Highbury so much as a family. But we did still go to the Emirates a bit, and for what it's worth, it's still a fantastic stadium. You know, might not quite have the atmosphere or the history of Highbury, but it's a great stadium. And nowadays, I'm privileged enough to cover Arsenal as a journalist from time to time, as well as other football. Just been on the tour of Singapore, and while I might be on the other side of the fence, not necessarily there as a fan, I've still got the same love for the club.
Oh, that's really good. So many of us were at that game against Everton. So who was your favourite Arsenal player?
Oh, my favourite Arsenal player. It changed over. I mean, when I first was going in 98, 99, that sort of time, I used to love Mark Overmars. Just watched him because his pace and everything about him, and his name was, because I was like 6 years old, his name was really cool. It's called Overmars. Yeah, just used to love watching him, so fast, electric. And I can remember him just terrorising Man United. But it's got to be Henry, just because those years when he was in his pomp, I was 10 to 14, 15, played a lot of football, played, you know, for my school, played for my club. And he was just my absolute idol. Just loved watching him, the way he beat players. And I always remember he always drifted out to the left, as everyone always knows, drift out to the left. And he'd cut in, and I used to play out front, and I ended up playing on the left wing because I wanted to play like Henry. I wanted to drift out left. So he's my favourite player of all time.
And what's your favourite season?
I'm not even sure what I put on the website yet, but I think it's got to be the Invincibles, yeah. I was torn between that and 0-2 because I really liked the 0-2 team. Just the fact it was, you know, the last time we had Adams and all that lot was Seaman and those players were going, but just to go an entire season, especially when you're at school every day and you're copping flack off all your mates and you've gone the entire season where you haven't lost a single game. I know that season we should have won the Champions League and we should have beaten Chelsea, but to be able to go an entire season where you don't lose a league game, that will never happen, I think, to anyone else I know who supports a team.
And so your favourite manager and stadium?
A favourite manager, obviously Arsene Wenger, because he's the only bloke I know. Hopefully, you know, Emery could overtake him. And stadium, Highbury, just because that's why I fell in love with it.
Okay, and your favourite Arsenal goal? This is an interesting one.
Arsenal goal. Oh, my one is, it's the Reyes goal, FA Cup, fourth round it might have been, at Highbury, gets the ball, cuts in from the right and absolutely smashes it top corner. And I just remember it because I remember I used to love Reyes, and when we signed him, my dad was like, oh, I'm not sure about this guy. Isn't it great? Looks a bit lightweight. And just that goal was beautiful. And I'm watching it in the pub and everyone going mental and doing it against Chelsea made it sweeter.
So what's your thoughts on the upcoming season?
Thoughts on the season? I'll try not to fall carpenter it. I think we'll do very well. My one concern with Emery is I'm so pleased that he's come in and I'm pleased with the work ethic he's instilled, the philosophy and the way he's transformed the club. What I'm intrigued to see from a fan and a journalist point of view is whether this change we're seeing in the club and the players is because it's not Wenger, because it's not Arsene, you know, everyone's refreshed, or whether it is actually Unai Emery. That for me will be the real test, whether in 6-7 months when that new manager bounce has gone, if he's still getting that new work ethic and that new style out of the team, then we'll know he's the real deal.
So you're excited for the new season then?
Oh, incredibly excited. Yeah, compared to what I was last season with Wenger, I know we're speaking today, spoiler alert, when the Kroenke's just bought the entire club. But on the pitch, from what I've seen in Singapore when I was on the tour, much more optimism than I've had for, you know, 3-4 years.
Hello, I'm Ellis. I'm from Norwich. You may know me as Fuck Ellis, but you can just call me Ellis. I prefer that. The reason I started to support Arsenal was I didn't really have much of a choice, to be honest. I was born in Norwich, but when I came out of hospital, my dad, an avid Arsenal fan, put me on an Arsenal baby grow. And that was literally it. I think I just became an Arsenal fan because he was, really. He was the one who got me into it. He made me watch the games. When I was quite young, I wasn't really that into football. I think my earliest memories are of Sylvain Wiltord in that gold Sega kit. I think that's about as early as I can remember back anyway. It'd be a case of he'd literally sit there and I wasn't really paying attention. He'd go, who's that player? And if I got it wrong, he'd like just give me a glare and it'd just be a case of I sat there and eventually I'd get the whole 11 first team right as they're walking down the tunnel. And the more I sort of got forced into it, the more I started to enjoy it. And I think when I started to play it as a youngster, I think that's when I liked football more. And then it got to a point where I was really bad at playing football, but I still liked football. And ever since then, I've just been an Arsenal fan. It's just been a father-son bond thing. My mum was never really into sport, but me and my dad have just always had this bond over Arsenal. And not as far back as I can remember being with him, is probably all he talked about is Arsenal and other sports.
You all managed to get a knighthood for that. I tried that with Sian. She just blanked me for 20 years. She doesn't give a shit.
He did try hard.
Good. Well done, Ellis's dad. Your favourite player? Hold on to your britches, people. This will be interesting.
He's already had a go at me, guys, for my favourite player, who is Emmanuel Eboué. I think the reason he's my favourite player is the fact that he can make anyone believe that anyone could be a professional footballer if they try hard enough. He weren't very good, let's be honest, but he was funny. And I just liked all the stupid stuff that he did. Obviously, there's much more technically gifted players that have pulled on the Arsenal shirt, and there's ones that I'll remember more fondly. But for me, it was just a laugh, because like I mentioned earlier, I was pretty shit at football. Like, my first touch would be a tackle. I played a bit of right back when I did play football, and it was just nice to see someone in the Arsenal shirt who probably resembled what I was like when I kicked the ball. So that is the reason that Emmanuel Eboué is my favourite player.
Made me feel bad saying that. What's your favourite season?
My favourite season has to be the Invincible one. I know there's been others, but from, like I said, like I wasn't massively into football when I was young, and as far back as I can remember as that Sega gold kit, which I don't know now off the top of my head what season that was. Do you know, Danny?
That would have been the season where Wiltord scored against Man United at Old Trafford, so that would have been 2002.
So yeah, that's probably, just say that's not even that far back now, but for the other season it's got to be the Invincible. So I just feel like to have that achievement, to go a complete whole season undefeated. I know they nearly did it a while back before that, but I probably wasn't even born in the 19. Well, I was born in 1991, but
that's the season they did it.
Yeah, so I wouldn't have been able to see it because I was born in September, so I missed it all.
Damn you!
So for me, it's got to be the Invincible seasons from my memories anyway.
Your favourite manager?
My favourite manager has to be Arsene Wenger, because he's the only manager I've ever known, other than Unai Emery, who hasn't actually managed a competitive game yet.
And your stadium?
Even though Dad sort of brought me up to be an Arsenal fan, I never made it to Highbury. It was always because it was such a smaller stadium. I never got a chance to go there. Dad couldn't really get the tickets. And while I wasn't really into football, he couldn't really justify taking me there. But I can remember going to the first game at the Emirates that I think was against Dynamo Zagreb, I think, in like a qualifier, and Eduardo scored against us. And I also made it for the first home game in the Premier League there for the Emirates. So for me, all my memories as a fan going to games as the Emirates Stadium, I know a lot of people don't like it, but for me, it's the memories that make it the place that I like to go to. So favourite Arsenal stadium is the Emirates.
And your favourite Arsenal goal?
I do really like the Henry, the one at the Bernabeu. It's just iconic. I think I've got one of them flip books at home where you can flip book through and it just shows him just running past players. And it, just at the time, it meant so much to me watching that game and how far we went that season in the Champions League. But I'm going to have to go for the Jack Wilshere one against Norwich just because it's more of a team goal. And I actually missed it. I think I was driving to my mates to watch it and we heard it on the radio and the guys doing the commentary went mental for me. Like, wow, what's he scored? Like, what's happened? Then we got home, first thing we did, get on the laptop, watch the preview of that goal or the review of that goal, and it was amazing. And for me, the way it sort of works, the how technically good it is, like proper ticker-tacker stuff that Arsene Wenger like to do at Arsenal, for me, that's my favourite goal. Being from Norwich, against Norwich, it sort of has a special place in my heart.
What's your expectations for this coming season?
I think we'll only manage to get third. There's a couple of teams that I think will probably do better than us. City obviously looked really good. They are the team that everyone's going to try and catch, especially after last season. Liverpool, for me, have brought in players that they've needed. They've also got Virgil van Dijk needed centre-half. They've got in Alisson, the keeper that they've desperately needed. We obviously saw it. A lot of people saw the final against Real Madrid. And Naby Keita is another really good player as well. So they've brought in where their weaknesses are, and I think they'll be a strong contender next season. The other sort of usual suspects, I think Spurs will probably slip up. They haven't really bought anyone this season. They've got a new stadium. They're not improving. I think it's going to be a case of we'll probably pip them to top four if it is a case like that. Chelsea, again, they've got a lot of changes to do. And Man United of Jose Mourinho's got that third season hoodoo that he has. He's already fucking losing the plot in pre-season, which is hilarious. But let's see how he does in the actual Premier League. But I think we can probably finish third. I'd be chuffed with third. I'd be very happy with that. But I could also see us finishing low down as fifth. So top four is my expectation.
Hey, I'm Josh, and I am the other Ginger from Burkham Wonderland. I have been supporting Arsenal since, about 96. I've actually come from a parent line of Spurs fans. I'm the one rebel in the pack, so to speak. I'm not really too sure why I picked Arsenal. I just remember that must have been a cunning family friend, gave me a set of hand-me-downs when I was about six. And inside was a Lee Dixon shirt from 94-95 season. And I put that on, liked the fit of it compared to my purple Hewlett-Packard one my grandfather had given me a couple of years before. And that's the way I stayed, supporting Arsenal through the Highbury years and up until now at the Emirates.
So who was your favourite Arsenal player?
Some people might be able to work this out from what I've said across the years. It's not Alex Iwobi. It's actually Thomas Rosicki. I just love the way that he plays football. And just, he felt like the old school kind of playmaker, just really positive in his movement during a time where, you know, the club was in, you know, that kind of banter era. Just having that kind of player that would come on, change the game for us. And I think the way that he left the club as well was probably what puts him above someone like Cesc for me, that although they were around at a similar time and had similar attributes, the way he carried himself at the club throughout his time was just impeccable, and I love him for it.
And what's your favourite season?
For me, it's got to be 03-04. Unfortunately, seasons prior to that, like the doubles in 98, I'm a bit too young to remember them fully, but the invincible season, I certainly remember all of that, and just the achievement that, you know, was never really going to happen again in my lifetime, I think. And to be able to at least remember that, that's huge for me.
Okay, and your favourite manager and stadium?
I've only got one manager to pick from, to be honest, from 96. So yeah, it's Arsene Wenger as favourite manager. I think when we had our ending shows, and said that just, it wasn't just about what he brought as a manager, just what he is as a human and what he brought to you know, me growing up and looking at someone in that kind of, you know, almost becoming a hero and a father figure from that respect. And favourite stadium, I never got to go to Highbury. So for best Arsenal stadium for me is the Emirates, because it was the first time I saw Arsenal live was there.
Okay, lovely. And your favourite Arsenal goal?
Eduardo's against Burnley. It's called the second goal. It's 2008. That's the, they call it the Brazilian, like Rio Samba goal, with that volley that he just managed to flick up. As a left-footed player myself, it's really rare that you see left-footed goals. I suppose Lionel Messi, you know, puts pay to that now, but as an Arsenal, seeing an Arsenal player with a crafty left foot, just something completely new, and being able to understand the technique fully is something that I think really, really adds extra special thing to that goal for me.
Lovely. You've got about a minute and a half for your expectations for the upcoming season.
I think, but I'm not sure, because pre-season, I'm denied, but I'm going to go with my gut. I think we'll finish third, going by what everyone else is doing around us and the turmoil that there is in the top six with certain other clubs there. I think third is a reasonable expectation for us. I think you can start poorly with this, or at least grow into the season as Emery gets used to the team that he's got through competitive matches. I think for the same reason, we should be able to get to the Europa League final, as again, I think the way that that competition ramps up, there's going to be some games within the group stage where we can ensure we're bedding in the team that Emery wants to put together in the system, and we can really go on from there. I'm not too sure how we'll be in the domestic cups. I think it would just be interesting to see how he takes them, but I don't really have a huge expectation for FA Cup, Carabao Cup, or the Checker Trade Trophy that we're also in this season.
So I take it you're excited for the new season then?
Yeah, I think we should do really well this season. If you've always got to be positive at the start of the season, you know, it's the one time where, irrespective of, you know, what team you support in the league, you think you can win it. Even if you were a Leicester fan a couple of seasons ago, you always thought at the beginning of the season that just through sheer, you know, support of your team, love for your team and optimism, you think you can win the league. And yeah, I think it should be always a positive sign for us. And the changes that are happening at the club all seem to be for the good.
Hello, I'm Carl from London.
I am the founding member of the hashtag Fuck Ellis movement. I know everybody is glad to have joined that movement. Thank you for everyone. I loved Arsenal ever since I can remember. Like I said, I don't know if people know this story. My grandma used to babysit Ian Wright, and my mum knew Ian Wright from when she was young, really young. And I remember one time I was watching a football game and Ian Wright was on the TV. And my mum said to me, oh, I know him. And it was an amazement, because I thought, my mum knows Ian Wright. Like, it was a shock, like, my mum knows Ian Wright. And I was just happy about that. So then that sort of gave my love of Arsenal even more impetus, because, you know, it was just a thing on TV that I liked. I just liked Arsenal because they played in red. But then when my mum knew Ian Wright, and my grandma knew Ian Wright, and she used to babysit him, that more made me realise that I love Arsenal ever so much.
And have you asked him if he's going to come on the podcast? That's all the listeners want to know.
Oh, I'm trying. Mum, do you know what? I speak to my mum about this all the time. Like, but obviously my mum sort of don't have contact with him whatsoever. But my grandma knows some of his family. So it's about trying to bribe my grandma that when she sees some of his family to say, oh, Ian, Carl, so-and-so. So we'll try. Don't worry. We'll try.
And also congratulations on the hashtag Fuck Ellis movement. How's things going with that?
Thank you. It's a worldwide movement now. I mean, like I said, every time everyone feels pissed off, just hashtag fuck Ellis at Ellis Mel.
Oh dear, poor old Ellis. Anyway, who's your favourite Arsenal player?
My favourite ever Arsenal player is Dennis Bergkamp. I think he is a magician. This is a hard thing because I love Ian Wright, obviously, for obvious reasons. And I love Thierry Henry because I think was just a marvellous. But Dennis Bergkamp for me was more than a footballer. He was everything you wanted, like, even in a person. I just think he's just so calm. He was a magician on a football pitch. The things he could do with football was just absolutely ridiculous. And, you know, he could do everything. He could slow the game down. He could score good goals. He was just absolutely brilliant. And I remember one of the first times I saw him at Highbury, and watching him live was just, you know how people sort of feel about Mesut Ozil now? That's how I felt about Dennis Bergkamp. I thought he was just the world's best player at the time. And I remember from World Cup 98, him scoring that absolutely brilliant goal against Argentina. And that was when my love for him just went off, because I thought he was just absolutely brilliant.
Oh, I'm feeling the love there for Mr. Bergkamp. We should name a podcast after him. Right, what's your favourite season then?
97-98. That was the season I first went to an Arsenal game. It's the season that the first time I visited Wembley, because I went to the FA Cup final. That season for me was almost like the perfect season. I know the Invincible one, obviously for obvious reasons, was the perfect season. But for me, the 97-98 was the first time we'd won the league in how many seasons. It was just brilliant. I mean, from the last home game against Everton and also the FA Cup final, for me, just one of the greatest seasons ever.
Okay, the next two questions. One word answer only. Who was your favourite Arsenal manager?
Arsene Wenger.
And what was your favourite Arsenal ground?
I'm going to say the Emirates, because I didn't really know Highbury that well. And I know there's meant to be like an affiliation there, but for me, it's got to be Emirates.
Well, neither of those two were one-word answers, but I'll let you away with it. So what was your favourite Arsenal goal?
My favourite Arsenal goal has to be Aston Villa versus Arsenal 2002, Robert Pires. Great ball from Freddie Ljungberg. Pires flicked over, I think it was George Boateng's head, ran on and chipped Schmeichel in the gold shirt. I thought that was an absolutely brilliant goal, and that's my favourite Arsenal goal.
Right, final question. How do you think Arsenal are going to do this season?
Like every season, I have hope. I do, because if you don't go into the season with a little bit of hope, you got nothing. So for me, you have to expect greatness. I think this season is going to be a transition period. So I think we'll definitely get top four. I think this season, more than any other season, the race for top four is the most competitive I've ever seen it. I really do. Because Liverpool are strengthened. Man City are Man City. They don't need to strengthen, but they're always going to be up there. You've got us. You've got Man United, who unfortunately, even though they haven't strengthened that much, you can't discount the Mourinho factor, who somehow he always gets them there just miraculously. And I think the only people that could probably miss out is maybe that lot from up the road, because they haven't strengthened, they don't look like they're going to strengthen, and you know they're going to suffer with their new stadium. So, but I still think, you know, they're a force to be reckoned with, because they've got that Mong. I'm not going to mention his name, but so I think the race for the top four this season is the strongest it's ever been in the Premier League. So I think we'll make top four. I definitely do think we will. But as for winning the league, I can't look beyond Man City. You just can't. And although Liverpool, people don't want them to do well, they've made some very good signings and you can't really discount them.
Cheers for all that, Carl. Any final words?
There's only two words I really got to say to everyone. Fuck Ellis.
So, I have asked everybody the questions, they've all answered all the questions, and now there's no one left to ask me the questions, so I shall do it myself, answering my own questions. The reason why I'm an Arsenal fan is because in the summer of 1976, I think I'd just started infant school, and they told us we needed a PE kit. So my mum went down to Sports and Fashions in Huntingdon, and she saw a load of kits down there. There was a white kit, which must have been Spurs. There was a couple of red kits, which were probably, she said there were three red kits, actually. Yeah, which have been Liverpool, Man United and Arsenal. So she saw the name Arsenal and associated that with the likes of Frank Stapleton, David O'Leary, Pat Jennings, Pat Rice, Liam Brady. There's going to be more, but I won't bother listing them all. And with my mum being Irish, she went, to be sure, well, that's the kit I'm buying my boy. So she brought it home and I went, oh, excellent. And so I'm an Arsenal fan now. My favourite ever Arsenal player is Tony Adams. Magnificent captain, magnificent player. He epitomises everything that is fantastic about Arsenal. Whether it's been he was knackered, injured, come through quite a lot of personal grief and strife, some of his own causing, to still become the greatest Arsenal captain ever. And I don't think that'll ever be beaten, the number of trophies that he's won. Sadly, he didn't break the record for the most number of games, which is David O'Leary's record. I think it's 722. Tony really should have beaten that, but these last few seasons was ravaged with injury. Then he retired. I think he said once that he could have gone on and done another season, but he didn't want to milk it. My favourite season is 97-98. What a fantastic season. Everything about that season was magnificent. The Invincible season was really good, but that Invincible season was built on previous seasons of accumulating quality players, building, strengthening. And the 97-98 season wasn't. Wenger had only, that was his first full season. He'd only came to the club in, I think, November 96. And he hadn't had long, brought in a lot of players. But I think the whole way that he changed the way that players did stuff, that gave everybody the edge to go on and win the league. And fantastic season, the FA Cup final. That season, I remember sitting there thinking, my God, we're going to do the double. I'm here to see us do the double. Favourite manager is George Graham. much like Wenger, he came in and he changed the entire club. From when Arsenal were in the 78, 79 and 80 FA Cup finals, from then until when George Graham took over, I don't think we did anything of any note. Without looking at a list of stuff, I'm sure it was shit. So from there until George Graham took over in 86, we did bugger all. We were a terrible team. We were a mid-table, shit players. We had wonderful people like Charlie Nicholas and a few others like that, but we did nothing. And then George came in from Millwall and he turned it all around and he built that from nothing. There was bugger all left at that club, apart from a wonderful youth system, which he made the most of, bought through all the local youth boys. And you really had a sense of feeling that the people that were representing the team on the pitch were the players that were like you, because they come from London, many of them. And you felt that they had a love for the club. Favourite stadium is Highbury. I'm not going to go on for ages about what was so good about Highbury, but the greatest football moments of my life, I think, have all been at Highbury. I think one has been at Wembley, the FA Cup final in 98. But other than that, it's all been Highbury, and we should still be there today. My favourite ever goal was Tony Adams in that last game of the 97-98 league season. Beat Everton 4-0 in May. I sat there with my mate, Monkey Boy Matt, and Sian's mum. And Sian was there as well, in her mum's belly. And so Sian was there when we did won the league. Magnificent goal. You never would have thought that Tony Adams would make that kind of run and have that kind of control. The celebration after was good enough to get a statue out of it. Oh, and my hopes and expectations for the upcoming season. For me, Emery can have a season pass. He can do whatever he wants. I don't care if we're mid-table. All the players start the season with a clean sheet. I'm really looking forward to it. I haven't been this excited for a new season probably since after the Invincible season. I thought, that's it, we're going to go on and dominate. We didn't. We were shit. And then after the Champions League final, I thought, well, come on, we were unlucky to lose the final. We're going to go on from there. We're going to build. We're going to get more players. We're going to become a dominant force in Europe. Are we going to go on and win back? No. Fuck all. What actually happened is we lost the League Cup final to Chelsea. And that was the point I went, that's it, I'm not going again. So it's been 10 seasons since I've gone. And I will be going back this season. And I hope to see some brilliant football. Aubameyang and Lacazette are going to be banging in, 50, 60, 70 goals between them, all competitions, easily. Mkhitaryan is magnificent. The amount of assists that he's going to get, he'll get a few goals. Hopefully, the Arsenal fans have shown Ozil some love, and that's what he needs at the moment. And that will invigorate his career, because last season he was shit. And I hope Aaron Ramsey stays, and then he can be pulling the strings in midfield. Torreira looks like an absolute wonderful... He's a South American Kante. And Lichtsteiner is going to make Bellerin a better player. So there you go. I've got no idea how long I've been going on for. I had to record this twice because I forgot to press record. Seriously. So, I hope you enjoyed that. A little bit of an insight into every member of ABW and their thoughts of the upcoming season and their best bits about Arsenal, why they become an Arsenal fan.